Imagine, it's a hot summer day. It's 95 degrees and you just spent an hour outside. You finally head back in and grab a drink of water and feel the cool refreshness that follows. Feels nice, doesn't it? But then you feel this gut-wrenching pain. And do you know why? It's because of the toxic metals that were in the water you just drank. This could be everyone if we don't start to recycle electronic waste. I think it's fair to say that technology has been the most influential factor in the last few decades. Electronic devices such as phones, computers, washing machines, and dishwashers have greatly revolutionized our world. However, with all these great technological advancements comes a great problem, electronic waste, or e-waste. The Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA, defines e-waste as electronic devices that are nearing the end of their use and are discarded, donated, or recycled. Due to the fast-paced world we live in, new technologies are being created and released at an extraordinarily fast rate. Take big tech companies for an example. Apple, Samsung, Motorola, and countless other phone companies release newer versions of their phones each year, encouraging people like you to keep buying these new phones. And what happens to your old phones? Most likely ends up in the trash, right? Just in 2019 alone, 53.6 million metric tons of e-waste was generated globally, and it is expected to rise up to 74.7 million metric tons just by 2030. That's insane. The hazard with e-waste is that not only does it take up space, but it can leach into its surrounding environment, poisoning our soil and water sources. Let me explain further. The precious yet toxic metals like gold, lithium, and palladium commonly found in e-waste can leach or leak whenever rainwater washes them out from the e-waste into the surrounding environment. These metals can then be transferred into animals when they drink this contaminated water source. And these metals can eventually enter our own body when we consume these same animals or drink the same contaminated water, causing disastrous health risks and even in some cases, death. There is a solution to all this, and that is to recycle the e-waste that we generate. There already exist methods that can recycle e-waste, which extracts the precious metals to be used again and again in new products. The first step in this method is to sort the e-waste into a functional group, which are reused and sold again, and a non-functional group that is further processed to remove the hazardous chemicals. Then the non-functional group is then shredded and is processed even further to remove the rest of the precious metals, and then the remaining plastic, glass, and other materials are later recycled. If you want to find more about this process, go check out the article, What is E-Waste Recycling and How is it Done? By Tin Wok Wu. However, only about 17.4% of e-waste was reported to be recycled in 2019. We need to change this as quickly as possible if our planet and our health stands a chance of a good future. And the best way you can help, citizens of Cary, is simply by recycling your e-waste. For all the Cary citizens out there is an amazing website called townofcary.org that contains all the information that you need to know about Cary. To know more about garbage and recycling, simply click the garbage and recycling icon. Then click on the household hazardous waste under the garbage collection. There, you can type in anything you want to know and it will show you how to properly dispose of it. For example, for televisions, townofcary.org says that you can drop it off at Southwake Solid Waste Management Facility, or you can even call so that a person would come to your home and collect the e-waste for this proper disposal. You can even look up other facilities near you that can recycle e-waste and simply just drop them off there. It might seem like we're too late to fix this e-waste problem, but remember, it is never too late. Small things like driving to the recycling center or just buying less electronics in general can significantly reduce the amount of e-waste that we generate. But we need to start now. We've already waited long enough. We need to start recycling more and stop generating and wasting huge amounts of electronics. And it can all begin with you. You can make sure that on a hot summer day, we can all enjoy a cool, refreshing, clean glass of water.